You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
3.6 billion rand is the size of the spreads market in South Africa. Spreads being everything that is not margarine. So jam, peanut butters, cheese spreads, chocolate spreads, those sorts of things. And believe it or not, peanut butter accounts for half of that. It's so in demand and it's so highly regarded or highly sought after in South Africa, the Tiger Brands has decided they're going to build a 300 million rand facility. Joined on the line by the Managing Director for Culinary at Tiger Brands, Dumo Mfini, to take a look at this. Dumo, good evening. Thanks so much for taking the time. A 300 million rand facility, guys?
Good evening, Jimmy, and hello to your listeners as well. Now, 300 million, I think in this market, you need to signal as a business when you believe in an opportunity. And our previous premises, anyway, we were leasing them, and it was prohibiting for us to expand, you know, to be agile. So this investment allows us those opportunities to put in a facility that will allow us that flexibility.
And I mean, as I mentioned earlier, I mean, the peanut butter market sitting at around 1.7 billion rand. So obviously a worthwhile market to look into. And given that Black Cat, your brand, has sort of been in that market since 1926, it kind of makes sense that the long-standing name and heritage of the brand is something you guys would want to keep. What does the new facility have that will allow you guys to better produce or to better play within the market space where it relates to your competitors?
Definitely, Jim. So this facility allows us a lot of efficiencies. It gives us an opportunity to actually kind of be flexible with recipes, things we couldn't do at our old facility. So if we want to launch something that's great quality under the Black Cat brand, but that's affordable, so that we can do now. And also, even on the packaging side, as you would know, Black Cat is the only big player in the market that's still in glass. So with this facility, it allows us to also be flexible on packaging, including PET, which is the plastic format.
Dumo, let's look at the great recall of 2024. Obviously, the concerns around the aflatoxin levels within peanut butter caused quite the stir within the market, within consumer awareness. There was a lot of worry around whether or not there were acceptable levels within the peanut butters. And I know Black Cat and the brand might not have been affected as much as other brands, and you guys put out a statement saying that your peanut butter is still safe to consume. But obviously, there were concerns from a business's perspective, especially when you were looking at embarking on this project, because I imagine the project would have been in the pipeline for quite some time, and then you have to sit back and say, but is there something to be worried about here, or are we safe as a business based on our supply chain?
One can never be 100% safe. However, Tiger, we've got very robust and very stringent protocols that are actually above global standards that are expected out there. Annually, we bring in experts outside the business across Tiger Brands, not just for the Black Cat. So with the protocols that we have, because we test incoming every bag of nuts that comes through the facility, and we test again doing a double test and do what we call a positive release. So in terms of the Black Cat itself, we're still fairly confident that we won't be affected by the current mayhem that we've seen with this increase in aflatoxin amongst the peanut butter brands.
Dumo, let's look at the facility in a bit more detail. The number of jobs you guys are expected to create from this new facility and the impact that you're going to sort of be able to have on the community and the area around where the facility is being created?
Yeah, definitely. So in terms of new jobs at this stage, no new jobs per se. However, even though we are investing on new state-of-the-art equipment and automation of some sort, we've not retrenched any employee from the old facility that we were leasing in Randfontein in our move to Shamdo, which is in Krugersdorp. And as a matter of fact, The site now is closer to the community. It is at the edge of Kafiso in Krugersdorp, and the employees, most of them actually reside in that community. And also when we were busy with the commissioning, we actually used a lot of community members whilst, because we didn't want to be out of product in the market. So we're producing in the old facility whilst commissioning in the new one, and we used the company, small companies and individual within the community. And we continue to partner with them. They were invited as well when we launched and opened the facility on Friday.
Duma, I want to look at the rest of the value chain for a second. How are you coping with supply from farmers? Are you seeing that farmers are able to keep up with the nut requirements in terms of production that you guys need on your side for offtake? How's that value chain working out for you at the moment?
So as Black Cat brand, it's the only brand that includes up to 99% in terms of the raw nuts themselves without adding anything else. So we do have a big offtake locally, and we strive to procure only locally in South Africa. However, the farmers do run out of capacity. We end up only being able to be catered for about 70% of our requirements, and we have to import about 30% on an annual basis. There's more that we can do. Luckily, there was also government officials at the launch last week, where we've embarked on partnering with the farmers, with government, to try to develop our local farmers in terms of improving and increasing the intake.
Dumo, you alluded to this earlier around the efficiencies and the different testings that you're going to be able to achieve with the new plant. Are we going to perhaps see new types of peanut butter or spreads coming to the market, perhaps those made from macadamia nuts as opposed to peanuts? And are you exploring that as Tiger Brands just across what we can produce in South Africa?
Definitely. So there is a very big pipeline and things that my marketing team has always wished to do for the many years, but were prohibited by the old facility. So in this new facility, definitely you will be seeing new product. There is a product which has already gone to market research, which should be coming, targeting no later than Q2 financial year, which is no later than March next year for that product. However, it could be earlier. So that's just one of the examples, but there is a very robust pipeline in terms of what we think the consumer wants, and we're trying to also go for value. So we're not innovating for the niche in terms of South Africans, because as we all know, the pocket is very squeezed.
Absolutely, but we wish you all of the best of luck. Hopefully the new facility will provide you with a lot more strategic advantages, and we'll look to see how they play out in the market. Let's leave it at that, Dumo. That's Dumo Mfini, who is the Managing Director for Culinary at Tiger Brands, just taking us through their new 300 million rand manufacturing plant for their peanut butter brand.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.